Okay, we're live.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the October 25th, 2021 meeting of the University City City Council to order. We apologize. It's around 6:37 p.m. Our study session went a little bit over, so I'd like to call this meeting to order. I would also would like to thank Ms. Schaefer for stepping in for our city clerk. Ms. Schaefer, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. And before you, you have the agenda. During our study session, no one had mentioned any changes. If there are there any changes to the agenda? Hearing none, a motion that they be approved. Motion to by Ms. Klein. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. I think all the members of council can see in their packet, and the public can as well, a proclamation honoring Danny J. Dumain as the Arts and Letters Returning Artist. A very beneficial and meaningful program that we have here in University City. So congratulations, and that proclamation is in your packet. Approval of the minutes. You have before you the October the 11th, 2021 regular session minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Appointments, Ms. Klein.
Yes, I would like to appoint Dr. Timothy Schmalz to the Green Practices Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. I have an appointment to make to the Arts and Letters Commission. I would like to appoint Linda Jones. Is there a second? Seconded made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have a number of folks who were sworn in since our last meeting. Beth Gasparov to the Civil Service Board. Matthew Imden to Green Practices, Meg Zelanovich to Arts and Letters, Larry Zelanovich to Traffic Commission, Christopher Crayon to the Historic Preservation Commission, and Aaron Bitzer to the Urban Forestry Commission. And I apologize to anyone if I mispronounced their names. For citizen participation, we appreciate again the opportunity that citizens have. We hope to be back in open public personal sessions with you as soon as we can, but we appreciate you working with us. Before you, you have the consent agenda, which is two items, the tree inventory agreement and the tub grinding agreement. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, before I get to the first item up under the city manager's report, I did want to comment regarding Centennial Commons, the leasing of the facilities. We are still experiencing staffing shortages. This is primarily due to the fact that it's just difficult to hire positions in our current environment. So we're going to continue to, I know Linda, as well as the director, Darren, are working very hard to try and get those positions filled. Up under the city manager's report, the first item is the first quarter financial report. We have our finance director, Keith Cole, who will be presenting that item. Mr. Cole.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Honorable Mayor, members of council, good evening. I will try to share my screen so I can show the slides. Is everyone able to see it?
Yes.
Great, thanks. So I'll be reporting on the first quarter. It's from July 1 to September 30th of 21 of the fiscal year 22. And I'm going to just kind of go over the major funds, and that's the general fund, the capital improvement sales tax fund, the park and stormwater sales tax fund, and the public safety sales tax fund. And I'll start off with the general fund with the revenues. For FY22, the adjusted budget is $23,347,415. As of September 30th, the year-to-date actual is $2,967,615, and that represents 12.7% of the actual. And that, from that, the revenues increased of $407,315 compared to FY21 of the same quarter. And the key points from this, of the actual, it's there's an increase in sales and use tax of roughly $110,000 or 15.7%. And there's an increase in the service charges of roughly $136,000. And this is mainly due to the ambulance services. There's an increase in municipal court and parking of roughly $48,000 or 50.7%. And this is mainly due to the reopening of in-person courts from being closed due to COVID. And there's also an increase in miscellaneous revenue of roughly $127,000 or 108.8%. And this is mainly due to receiving a health plan, a surplus distribution from the St. Louis Area Insurance Trust. And then another key note is, you know, the bulk of the property tax revenue that the city receives, that mainly comes in the months of December and January. But overall, the percent budget, there's a slight increase of 2.3% compared to the same quarter of 21. General fund expenditures, the adjusted budget is $26,535,735. The year-to-date actual, it's $5,364,736. Actual percent, it's 20.2%. And there's an increase of $454,190 compared to FY21. The increase is mainly due to police department, the salaries of full-time, and then just overtime compared to in this first quarter. Same with the fire department, increase of roughly $70,000. That's mainly due to overtime and property and auto insurance. And then there's an increase in expenditures in the planning and development department of roughly $83,000 or 32.2%. And this was mainly due to the implementation of the SmartGov software. And the overall, the expenditures as a percent, it's slightly increased 0.5% compared to the same quarter of FY21. Capital improvement sales tax, the revenues, the adjusted budget was $2,102,000. The year to date actual, it's $284,700. That represents 13.5% of budgeted, and there's an increase of $42,320 compared to FY21. So the sales tax revenue, it increased roughly 3.4% during the first quarter of FY22. Capital improvement sales tax, the expenditures, the adjusted budget is $2,139,255. Year-to-date actual, it's $83,466. And the percent is 3.9% of the budget. And this was, it's an increase of $34,988. And mainly the increase here is We purchased the sixth Nissan Leaf electric vehicle during this quarter. Park and Stormwater sales tax revenue. The adjusted budget is $861,000. Year to date, actual, it's $80,136. The actual as a percent, it's 9.3%. And they're compared to FY21, their decrease in revenues of $49,767. So for the first quarter here, I mean, it's just since park water and storm, it is based on point of sale. So we had a decrease of roughly 38% compared to the same quarter of FY21. Park water storm, the stormwater sales tax expenditures, the adjusted budget is $937,570. The year-to-date actual, it's $32,516. The actual as a percent is 3.5%. And it's decreased $41,712 from FY21. And the decrease here, it's mainly the capital projects hasn't been fully commenced during that first quarter. And I think my understanding is a lot of it won't start till possibly in November for some of the main capital projects. Public safety sales tax revenues, the adjusted budget is $2,101,500. The year-to-date actual, it's $210,972. And it is a percent, it's 10% of the budget, and there's an increase of $4,387. And overall, I mean, the revenue's pretty in line, you know, with the FY21 budget. The expenditures for the public safety sales tax, it's $608,835. The year-to-date actual, it's $147,726, and the percent is 24.3% of the budget, and there's a decrease of $85,860, and mainly the decrease here is just due, we purchased some police vehicles in the first quarter of FY21, and so far we haven't purchased any vehicles in FY21 first quarter. And main reason there is due to there's production slowdowns and it's been difficult to get the vehicles. And I'll be open for any questions. And I will for that. So,
okay, are there questions for Mr. Cole? Or the city manager. I have a couple myself, but I will yield to my colleagues. Anyone? Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Just one quick one on the American Rescue and Recovery Act funds. Is there a sunset in which those funds have to be used? If I recall, there was some provision about utilization.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, there is a time period within which they must be used. We received our first allocation, and I will need to double check this, but I believe you have about a year to encumber the funds and then an additional year to use them. So we would need to state that we have identified how we intend to spend those funds within a year's time, and then I think they give you another 12 months to actually execute on the spending. Now that will be the same process for the second allocation that we receive, but we don't anticipate receiving that until a year from the first allocation.
And we've already gone through that. We've already encumbered the dollars. Is that correct?
You budget it as a part of the FY22 annual operating budget. The bulk of that, we received additional more funding than what we had anticipated. And so as I've indicated, I believe that we have not provided the staff with a cost of living allowance for at least the past couple of years, I believe. Mm-hmm. So we're going to explore the use of a portion of those funds to cover the public safety portion if the mayor and council decides that a cost of living allowance is appropriate.
Okay. Thank you.
If I can follow up on Stacy's question, it's different than mine, but I'm assuming that Gregory, you're the point person on making sure that all the funds will not be, that all the funds will be utilized and none will be returned.
Honorable Mayor, that is correct. In addition to very stringent criteria for use of them, so we want to make sure that we are adhering to that. In fact, we had myself and Finance Director Keith Cull had a discussion. We're looking at bringing on board an auditor just to confirm that we are doing using those funds in an appropriate manner. And so, yes, two things. We'll make sure that we use them appropriately, and we will also make sure we use all of the funding.
Thank you. Are there other questions? Mr. McMahon.
And Mr. Rose, just to follow up on that, and that is there a document or a fund that we can track that if a resident wanted to know how we spent that money, where it was allocated?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember McMahon, yes, included in your annual operating budget is a separate fund that was established for the recovery plan funds.
Thank you.
Other questions? Mine are, so I guess I'm trying to determine, how did we get the money back from the health plan surplus of the St. Louis Area Insurance Trust? Did we prepay and then our claims weren't as high, or what's behind that?
That is, Honorable Mayor, that is typically the case. Each year they go through a review of the amount that we actually paid in compared to what our experience rating is. And so we have been fortunate that our experience rating is going down, which has resulted in us receiving reimbursements back from the plan.
Okay.
So we're not having as many accidents past as we had been, because, you know, I really attribute that to the safety program that was put in place, and so we're benefiting from that.
But when you say that, I guess it's just more workers. I don't mean to belabor this too much, but is this our health insurance plan, or is this our workers' comp, or is this our liability? If we were categorizing it, where's this? What silo is this representing?
This one is a combination. I believe that it is primarily out of our health plan. We have a good experience there, but I believe also, and maybe that's yet to come, the workers' comp portion of it because of our mod rating.
Okay. Thank you. Are there other questions? If not, I guess I would be asking, does this item take a vote, or is this for information?
Honorable Mayor, this is just for information.
Okay, thank you.
Honorable Mayor, and council members, the next item is I would ask that you consider approval of the Metropolitan Sewer District Operations, Maintenance, and Construction Improvement Project Application. And our Public Works Director, Mr. Appleston, is here to present the item.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Honorable Mayor Crow and council members, this item is for submitting an application under the Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District Operations, Maintenance, and Construction Improvements Program, fourth quarter 2021 funds, to alleviate a stormwater concern on Wellington Avenue near Waldron Avenue, more specifically the property at the corner of Waldron and Wellington, 1300 Waldron, represented an issue and brought this issue to our attention that is caused by, eventually our finding was that it's caused by a surface spring that crosses several properties, backyards on Waldron Avenue and Purdue Avenue on the 1300 blocks from north to south, and carries stormwater into a location at the property of 1300 Waldron Avenue that caused a nuisance. And this property has taken measures to alleviate this in their property. But then when they come out with that runoff into the public right of way, there is not a, a reasonable way that they can further rectify the issue. So what we are doing in this proposal is picking up, intercepting that flow from that location and running it with MSD's approval to a nearby combined sewer inlet that MSD has preliminarily accepted to connect. And for that, a plan, we have developed a plan and a cost estimate and application that is due to be submitted to MSD in the first week of November for consideration for $15,000. This funding is proposed to be taken from the park and stormwater sales tax fund reserves, and upon reimbursement, reimbursed into that fund account. I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Are there questions of Mr. Alpazlan or of Mr. Rose? Mr. Clay.
Let me say thank you, Director Alpazlan. As this has been an issue for quite some time, and we could not figure out where the water was coming from. It was frustrating to everyone in that area, including myself, Councilman Smothers, and who live right near it. So thank you for getting to the bottom of the cause of that. So there's not been mitigation at this point. We're trying to gather the funding to be able to do so. Is that correct?
Correct.
Assuming what's the timeline from here? With the application is submitted, we'll find out, work can begin.
Work can begin upon approval of the application, and this will take a board application, a board approval of the application upon their staff's advice at MSD. Assuming that can happen in the beginning of the calendar year for this funding. The funding is readily available in MSD's account for this use, and it's not requested upon project approval, but rather project completion. So once they have given their approval, then we can proceed with the project. It is actually a good winter project to complete, and for the spring we can be ready to execute.
Well, thank you again.
Are there further questions? Mr. Smotherson.
Yeah, and I also thank you, Mayor Crow. I also wanted to thank Mr. Alpazlan for this. It has been a constant problem, and I just wanted to let everybody know and just explain, make sure we're clear. This has been a spring that was identified. This isn't stormwater issue. This is actually a spring. So when it is dry, the street is still wet in that area. I want to make sure everybody understands this is a constant flow of water that has been going on for months and probably years. And so finally we've identified it as a spring, and I'm glad we've got that answer. And I'm glad that we're addressing that. So thank you very much. And I hope we can get this taken care of. Thank you.
Mr. Hales.
I have a question. It's related to streets, but not necessarily this specific agenda item. But since Mr. Alpazlan's here, I know we have a large list of streets that are being repaved this fall and then more in the spring. When does the season, fall season, end for them being able to do that? And do you think they're going to be about halfway through by the winter? Or any idea?
Mr. Hales, currently the paving season has ended for us. The rest of the work is scheduled from March until October. That is the general paving season after the season break. But what we will be doing is preparing sidewalks and curbs and curb ramps to be ready for paving those streets that are in the package, the later package of the fiscal year that begins in about March.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Does this need action by us?
Mayor, it does.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by, I bet, Mr. Clay and Mr. Smotherson second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We'll now move forward into new business. You have before you resolution 2021-16, budget amendment number one for fiscal year 22-23. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Mr. Rose, do you or Mr. Cole have comments you'd like to make?
Mayor, we're happy to respond to any questions that you have.
This resolution does parallel a number of the items that were mentioned during the city manager's report. Are there questions members of council have for Mr. Rose or for Mr. Alpazlan? Hearing none, all those in favor of resolution 2021-16, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Now I'll move forward with the introduction of bill number 9446. Who would like to introduce? Thank you, Mr. Hales, thank you. Madam Clerk, could we have the first reading of bill number 9446?
Yes. Bill 9446, an ordinance approving a first supplemental trust indenture in connection with the tax increment revenue notes, Olive Boulevard Commercial Corridor and Residential Conservation Redevelopment Project Area 1, Series A and B of the City of University City, Missouri, and approving certain actions relating thereto.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to Bill
Number. Honorable Mayor, if I might, I just wanted to make put something on the record for this particular ordinance. It's my intention to provide an overview of the ordinance during the November 8th consideration so that there is a clear understanding of the impacts.
Yep. Thank you very much. Is there, see, Bill Number 9447, who would like to introduce? Mr. Cusick, may we have the first reading now of Bill Number 9447.
An ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after its passage, and repealing ordinance number 7164 containing an emergency clause.
Thank you very much. Are there any reports from members of council regarding any of their commissions?
Honorable Mayor. The bill number 9447 has an emergency clause.
I apologize.
Emergency exists.
Thank you. I apologize. And Linda even said that. I apologize. We've had the first reading. May we have the second reading?
Yes. Bill 9447, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after its passage, and repealing ordinance number 7164, containing an emergency clause.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9447, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after its passage and repealing Ordinance Number 7164 containing an emergency clause.
We've now had the three readings. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? The only question I have is there, maybe I missed this, why is there an emergency clause?
Honorable Mayor and council members, it's an emergency clause because we've identified an individual to fill the position of senior planner, and okay. We don't want to lose that person.
Thank you. Hearing no further questions, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. Thank you very much. Bill number 9447 has passed. Now I will come back to, are there any reports or comments made by members of council regarding their commissions? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I just wanted to just remind everybody about the Returning Artists Program. There won't be a reception due to COVID, but just to let you know and be to understand what Danny Domain will be providing for the students of University City, he will work with the music students in elementary, middle, and high school classrooms in a series of sessions and master classes during American Education Week, November 8th through the 12th. So just wanted to let you know that's his schedule. Thank you.
Ms. Klein.
Yeah, I just wanted to report that some members of the Senior Commission gave out vouchers for farmers market for seniors that want vouchers to the farmers market, and were able to connect with many seniors in the community, and it was very successful. So I just wanted to report that.
And am I right that this coming, is it Saturday, that the loop will be part of Del Mar will be closed again for activities through the LSBD? Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. Okay. I thought so. Also to everyone, I think we did knock off a few of our appointments and reappointments. If you need a further assistance with that, please make sure you contact Ms. Reese upon her return. But the more we can get these commissions fully operational and staffed, that would be great. Are there any council comments this evening? Hearing none, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of action, litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Such a motion. Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. Thank you very much. We will now go into a closed session. To the members of the public, thank you very much for joining us this evening. To Ms. Schaefer, thank you very much for stepping in. We appreciate it very much. And to my colleagues, does anyone need a break, or can we swing right in? 5 minutes. I think Mr. Clay would like a little break, so we will reconvene in 5 minutes. Thank you.